If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Colts Nation. It's been ringing through my head all day. Haven't been able to make a video and sit down and do that until right now. But I want to talk about it because it's quite interesting from the Indianapolis Colts here in the 2024 draft. So we're going to talk about that today, guys. Like I said, I do this because I love y'all and I love to talk Colts. So if you haven't yet, be sure to smash that like button, hit subscribe, turn on that notification bell, all that good stuff. Even though the draft is over, doesn't mean our coverage is. We would love for you guys to become a part of the family. And whether or not you joined us on draft weekend or not, there's still time. You can still join us and be a part of what we're doing over here at Bring the Juice. We would love to have you be a part of that family in some capacity, but we greatly appreciate all the support we've been getting, a lot of attention, a lot of people who have tuned into our videos. So we are extremely thankful for that. And before we get into this episode, just want to remind you guys this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit prizepicks.com or use their mobile app today. And when you sign up, use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match. So with that out of the way, guys, let's talk about this video. It's very interesting to me because the Indianapolis Colts did something I didn't know if they would do this offseason, specifically in this draft. And they thought ahead to the future. You know, they thought ahead to 2025 and beyond. What do I mean by that? Well, I think you can look no further than what the Colts did day two and most of day three in this NFL draft. So, obviously, the Colts, we know what they did on day two. I've talked about it before about Adonai Mitchell. We know what they did there when it came to that. And also, the Indianapolis Colts in round three, they took Matt Gonzalez, guard. They took a guard in round three, which I think was definitely surprising to a lot of people out of Pitt. People were like, oh, man, we thought this was going to be a corner. We thought this was going to be a DB. What are the Colts doing? And not only did the Colts go round three interior offensive line, right, because we think Gonzalez will potentially slide into guard. Not only did they do that, but they also, in back-to-back picks, took interior offensive lineman. In round number four, they took offensive center out of Wisconsin, Tanner Bordellini. So the Colts go back to back here in terms of their offensive line. Now, what's the role going to look like? We're not entirely sure here in year number one. I think most people would say they're probably going to be two backup guys. Now, the interesting guy for me is Gonzalez because I think he has a great opportunity potentially to push Will Fries for that right guard spot. But when you look at the future beyond 2024, the Indianapolis Colts actually were very proactive here in taking these two offensive linemen because when you look at it, number one, two of your offensive linemen in the interior are in contract years this year, that being Will Fries and that being Ryan Kelly, the center. So
it's done. Goal of the year, part of the past, the celebrations forgotten, the history,
Vegas Golden Knights.
History, we're back to a blank slate, clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
That gives the Indianapolis Colts some insurance, say one or both of those guys don't get retained by Indianapolis, or say Ryan Kelly for whatever reason, although he was very adamant this offseason that he doesn't have any plans of retiring anytime soon. But obviously things can change. So potentially next offseason, what does it look like for Ryan Kelly? Is he more in that mindset of potentially thinking about hanging it up, right? He's on the wrong side of 30. He's getting there. He's dealt with a share of injuries, no doubt about that. He's been a good player for the Colts, but he's been often injured, especially as of recent. So for the Indianapolis Colts with Tanner Bordellini there, they say, hey, you know what? Like, even if we re-sign Ryan Kelly after this year, he's not going to be a long-term piece for us because he's on the other side of 30. And even if we re-sign him, there's no guarantee. In fact, I'd almost say there's a distinct possibility he's going to miss a couple games. That's what's happened the last couple years for Ryan Kelly. He's been banged up. He's missed a couple games. And so you need, in the present, you need that insurance. Now, I do think Wesley French filled in admirably for him, but truly nobody on your roster was the long-term solution at center for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I think that's fair to say. Wesley French and Danny Pinter are quality backup guys, but you wouldn't feel good at all if either of those guys were your centers of the future. I don't think you would. So the Colts went and got Bordellini there. You know, a player that, again, he has some things he has to clean up, no question about it. You know, he's a hair light. You'd like to see him gain some pounds, similar in certain ways to Bernard Raimann a couple of years ago. Remember Bernard Raimann coming out of Eastern Michigan? I mean, he's a guy that we said he has all the athletic traits that you're looking for. Same thing with Bordellini. But he needs to put on probably 5, 10, 15 pounds of muscle. And that's exactly what Bernard Raimann did after his rookie season. He put on that weight. He got up to 315, and like, boom, last year he was one of the better left tackles in the NFL. And so I think their thought process is similar with a guy like Bordellini, right, where you think, hey, right away, he's not going to have to start. Hopefully you don't have another Bernard Raimann situation where you have no choice and you have to throw him in there his rookie season when he's clearly not ready, right? Now, it ended up being a good thing for the Colts because Raimann eventually figured it out his rookie season. And obviously we know now that was very valuable to him moving into year two, and he got so much better in year number two. So that's kind of the situation when it comes to center. I mean, Bordellini in the present is going to be a very quality depth guy. But in the future, with Ryan Kelly's uncertainty of his contract moving into next year, I think it is great for the Indianapolis Colts to figure out their potential center of the future. Right, we know Bordellini has all the athleticism in the world. I think if he can gain some muscle, gain some strength in his game, he has the potential, guys, to be a really good center in this league. I mean, that's what everybody has said about a guy like Bordellini. And, hey, you were able to grab him in the fourth round. Tremendous value for a guy that could potentially be your center of the future.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football, and tennis, and baseball, and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is, even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Now, moving back to your right guard with Matt Goncalves here. I don't entirely know how to pronounce it. I've heard Goncalves. I've heard Gonzalez. I'm going to say Gonzalez because that's kind of what I've heard as of recent. So I do apologize if I'm messing this up. But when you look at him, he is a guy that I think projects better to the NFL as a guard than a tackle. I mean, that's what we've heard from different people who say, you know, Goncalves, while he does have that size, see, there I go again, calling him Goncalves. But he does have the size and kind of the athletic traits that you think would fit better if he slid inside. So what does that mean? Where are the Indianapolis Colts going to play him? I don't even think they know at this point. But I think the beautiful thing about the Indianapolis Colts is they have options here with this player, right? With Matt, he could do a little bit of everything, right? He played both tackle spots in college at Pittsburgh, and he can play some guard as well. You feel like if you put him in there, I think he seriously has the talent to compete with Will Fries for that right guard spot, right? I mean, he's, what, 6'6", 330? So he's definitely got the talent and the size to push Will Fries. You know, as good as Will Fries played last year at times, I think it's fair to say he could use some competition. And so whether or not Gonzalez is a guy that necessarily starts from the beginning, he does project well as your future at guard. I think the Colts did a tremendous job in rounds 3 and 4 about really kind of figuring out their future, right? There weren't immediate needs for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, depth, obviously, you always need that. But the Colts really were proactive with their offensive line, taking some of these guys that even as early as next year could take on full-time starting roles. They realistically could if the Colts theoretically didn't re-sign Ryan Kelly or Will Fries. They could do that. Now, moving on to the little bit of the later rounds, because I think this is quite interesting for the Indianapolis Colts. One player I want to definitely talk about for the Colts, and this is kind of similar in certain ways to the offensive line, is Jalen Carlisle. I think it's Carlisle. I think that's how you pronounce it. We were saying Carlisle because it looks like how you would spell Carlisle, but it's Carlisle from what I've heard. So Jalen Carlisle. Jalen Carlisle is an interesting prospect because he was a safety throughout his collegiate career. He actually started at corner, then switched over to safety. Now the Colts are going to ask him to switch down to linebacker. So now another position change for him. But he is a guy that would make a massive safety. I mean, he's, what, 6'2", 225. He's got tremendous size for a safety, but he lacks a little bit of athleticism, although he still has a lot. And you think if he projects down to that linebacker position, he could potentially be a really good find for the Indianapolis Colts. You know, if there's one thing Chris Ballard and the Colts have done exceptionally well, it's finding linebackers. So you can point to guys like Zaire Franklin, EJ Speed. I mean, you can even point to a guy like Bobby Okereke, although he was a little bit earlier, round 3. I mean, the Colts can find linebackers. And so when they looked at Carlisle, they projected him as a linebacker. He's got all the intangibles you're looking for. He's got all the physical tools you're looking for to be a good linebacker. I always felt like it was a need for the Colts, although he won't be starting this year barring an injury. I do think Carlisle has some potential and some projection to potentially be a starter down the road. I do believe that. EJ Speed, his contract's going to be coming up here very soon. So regardless of how you look at it, the Indianapolis Colts thought ahead with this in the event that one of these linebackers doesn't re-sign with him. Now, I believe the Colts love EJ Speed. I think they'll re-sign him. But you do give yourself some insurance here with a guy like Carlisle. I mean, nobody else really in your linebacker room physically matches Carlisle outside of obviously EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin. I don't really think there's anybody in your linebacker room right now that stands out as that definitive number 3. I don't know if Carlisle right away is going to be that number 3, but I think he has the most potential to get there, right? So we'll see if he's a starter eventually down the road or if he's more of that third linebacker. I mean, We saw it with a guy like EJ Speed. Started on special teams, worked his way up to eventually he got an opportunity last year to be in a full-time role, right? He had been in reserve roles because the Colts had drafted a lot of linebackers, and he kind of got pushed down the pile a little bit until last year when he got his opportunity full-time. So maybe Carlisle is a similar situation there. I mean, he's got some things he's got to shore up. He had a lot of missed tackles last year in college. Got to figure that stuff out. You do wonder, does that projection to linebacker maybe help in certain areas when it comes to some of those missed tackles? Only time will tell with that. But guys, it is quite interesting how the Indianapolis Colts have kind of gone about this, because some people would say, man, you haven't addressed the secondary really at all beyond some of those day three picks in the draft. But I do think the Indianapolis Colts were thinking ahead here when they really started taking some of these players on their offensive line and a guy like Jalen Carlisle as well when it comes to their linebacker position. And then obviously the Colts, we know what they did later on in that draft, taking some DBs. We'll see kind of how that shakes out with some of these other guys. You know, I'm not entirely sure if they'll ever really have big roles, although we'll see on those, because there's some guys that I think have some very intriguing either production or physical tools that you're really intrigued to see how does that work out. And so I'm really intrigued to see some of these young guys in training camp and all that stuff, and just over the years how they develop into this Indianapolis Colts system. So guys, that's what I wanted to talk about today, just how the Indianapolis Colts kind of thought ahead here. They thought one step ahead than maybe some people thought they would. You know, I wondered about that question. I had that question about you might want to consider life after some of these offensive linemen who are getting a little up there in age, who have been a little bit banged up. I didn't even mention Braden Smith, but he's dealt with some injuries. So it could potentially, you know, a guy like Gonzalez jump into right tackle and be the future there. We don't know. But I do think the Indianapolis Colts did themselves a huge favor thinking ahead and not having, honestly, a situation like they did with Anthony Costanzo. If you remember, Anthony Costanzo, when he retired, the Colts did not have an answer. I mean, they went after Eric Fisher in that next offseason. That obviously didn't work out. And then they went into the 2022 season with Matt Pryor at left tackle. Obviously a disaster. They did draft Bernard Raimann. It ended up working out. But you don't want that liability on your offensive line. Like, you don't want that guy that clearly shouldn't be out there and honestly is destroying your offensive momentum. And that's what they had in 2022 for a good majority of that season. So the Colts don't want a repeat of that. They want to plan ahead for some of these guys that are getting up there in age or have struggled with some injury history here in the last couple of years. So, guys, I'm curious what your thoughts here are on the Indianapolis Colts being a little bit proactive, looking to step ahead from maybe what some people thought, and trying to figure out their future with a couple offensive line spots and linebacker as well. Guys, curious your thoughts. Let me know in the comments down below. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.